Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Ladies and gentlemen, they say this is Patriots Day where extremists go berserk. I think April 19th is a very unique day for attacks and everything else. Our prayer is for peace today, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we want to peacefully protect the Republic and peacefully return to what made America great. We call it the Great Restoration, by the way. Last hour, we talked about a couple of things. We talked about Chuck Harder passed away. R.I.P. Mr. Chuck. And we had our guest on, Mr. Keith Allen, who carries on the For the People show, syndicated on the weekends by Liberty News Radio. Anyway, then we talked to Brian Rust of Rust, Quinn & Gift, rustquinnandgift.com, and the importance of gold and silver. But I bring that up because as we celebrate one's life, we never celebrate death necessarily, but we do celebrate one's well-lived life, and we do celebrate the fact that they'll live again. We're a Christian-based broadcast, and we want to testify they live. Even when they pass through the death process, their spirit lives on, awaiting the resurrection made possible by Jesus Christ. And we bring that up because we do believe Chuck lives, and Art Bell lives, two radio legends, and we do believe that we'll see them again. And that's our humble testimony on the subject. But we bring that up because it is a chance to testify. It is a chance to give people hope. It is a chance to make a difference. Well, we also celebrate life, Kurt. The life well lived when somebody passes away, or the life as people enter this realm, if you will. Kurt's got an interesting story from the state of Utah. A cool story in my mind.
Yeah. you know, you'd think a story like this would really get some legs, Sam, simply because it's just so cool. So
sure, where's the death, you know, and destruction
so
and division
of a celebration?
In that? Come on.
Yeah, you're right. The headline reads, "They are our little miracles." Then it says, colon, "Utah quintuplet parents preparing for life with five infants." Jacob Klopfenstein writes for KSL.com. And says, Dateline Phoenix. Now you go, what's a southern Utah family? That is a little southern for Utah. But anyway, it says, they spoke to the media for the first time since the birth of their quintuplets, Jamie and Skylar Scott. They're from St. George. They temporarily relocated to Phoenix to have their babies. The quints were born early in the morning. That's what usually happens on baby born, but anyway. Girls, their names are Lily, Violet, and Daisy, and the boys, Logan and Lincoln. They all weighed less than 3 pounds when they were born. The mom says, well, they might be tiny, but they are mighty and perfect. Yeah. They
Amen
are
to that,
little
by the way.
Miracles. Yeah, that's right. And she says, we're so blessed to have these children. They are our little miracles. By the way, they're all fraternal. None of them are identical. And I guess the mom consumed 4,000 calories a day during her pregnancy to provide for the quintuplets. Hats off to them, and they do have two brothers already at home, and they're going to be busy.
They're going to be a happy family as they learn to pray and stay together. It's going to be tremendous. We're excited for them, and I assume they went to Phoenix to get that special care she might need to make sure that all goes well, right?
That's right. There's a lady there. It says a perinatologist. I don't know exactly.
Wow,
what that
I didn't know
means,
they had
but,
though. That's like a parent expert,
a,
right?
Yeah, I don't know, natal. I'm not sure, but anyway, this guy is a physician there at St. Joseph's Hospital. According to the emailed statement, he's delivered 20.
Can they name
24
hospitals after St. Joseph? Good for them, by the way.
That's when the churches owned the hospitals. Remember?
Yeah, that's why. I
anyway.
Bring that up.
this doctor has been there for 24 sets of quintuplets and 108 sets of quadruplets over nearly four decades of experience. So sounds like he's, you know, experienced a little bit.
I told you he was an area expert, folks.
Yeah. And by the way, the dad says he's grateful for the support of his family and community, and he's preparing to change thousands of diapers in the next few years. Yep. Well, there you go.
Well, this is an example where, you know, ministering comes to mind, Kurt, where folks can, you know, be neighbors and, you know, help out and stuff like that. I'm sure if Dad tries to make a living, he'll be around plenty. But, you know, hopefully they can do some fundraising or, you know, whatever, GoFundMe and put some cash together to make things easier for them. And then most importantly, hopefully folks can kind of be around and drop by to say hi to the quad. Well, yeah. What is it again? Quintuplets? What's the word for five? Is it
quintuplets?
That's
right, quintuplets.
All right, anyway, yes. The quintuplets, hopefully people can drop by and help out and stuff like that. I know they're going to need a little bit of service going on over there because I've had, you know, a baby at a time. I've never even been lucky enough like Kurt to have two at a time. But I'm telling you right now, it's intense, I can tell you that. So they're in for some interesting word descriptions. Intense, blessings, miracles, spiritual experiences.
Baby.
They're in for all of it, huh, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. You know, hold out for the ride. Before you know it, those little kids will be like 28, you know, like our twins are going to be 28 this year, you know.
I mean, see?
Seemed like they were born just the other day. You
know? Yeah, it's like that country song says, don't blink.
Wow.
Right?
Amen.
All right. Anyway, yeah. What a cool story.
I like
story.
To hear it, but I don't remember it, but I do get the idea about it, you know.
Yeah, it's just saying, hey, if you blink before you know it, hey, time flies by, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss out on that stuff. You don't want to miss this. And I really think that kind of applies here. And I just think, where's the national celebration of this stuff, Kurt? I bet there's online people that follow this that are celebrating with them. So I'm glad for the unique new media taking center stage where folks can follow this and keep an eye on it and celebrate with them and watch them grow up and things. That's cool. But I wish it was more of a national story because, again, in these stories, there's hope, Kurt. There's courage. There's hope. There's sacrifice. There's service. There's all these principles that we believe matter. There's ministering by neighbors and friends and loved ones and support by friends and strangers alike as people are interested in these stories. And I'm just telling you right now, in these examples are the seeds of solution, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they do have a website, you know, where you can kind of keep up on it. It's called Scott, just like it sounds, Scott with quince.com. ScottQuince.com.
All right, I'm not very smart, so you're going to have to kind of help me. I get the Scott part. ScottQuince.com.
T-S.
T-S dot com. All right, see, I'm just not very smart sometimes with names, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I have a hard time spelling names, you know what I mean? Because you never know. Quince is an S, or it could be a Z, or whatever, and you know.
That's right. That's right. On there, it's you know, it's got a nice picture of the two of them, this is before she delivered. You
and
know?
Is Scott Quince the father? Is that?
Scott is their last name.
Oh, all right.
Quince is the quintuplets.
Oh, I get it. You know? Now, all right.
And right at the top, and at the top it says 5-2-love. So 5 Ooh. Quince, you know, and
that's
two,
better than the Me Too movement, know, Kurt. 5-2-love.
And it's 2, the number 2, but it's 5-2-love, you know. So it's the two of them love, you know.
Yeah,
anyway,
the five children.
It's pretty good, yeah.
And, you know, it's really 5, well, it's really 7 to love. But yeah, I get the point that they're
right.
celebrating the new births that are joining them. I just don't want to forget about the other guys, you know.
That's right. And they're all in love, you know. It's a family,
Whoa.
You know.
Imagine that. Yeah. A mom and a dad, a bunch of kids. Everybody's in love.
That's
everybody's
right.
happy. Everybody's working together. Miracles are happening. People are joining in and ministering. And I mean, it's just like, whoa.
That's
just imagine
right.
if more people did
there.
That, Kurt.
That's right. I mean, the tragic circumstances we'd be all in, huh? It says, we are Skylar and Jamie Scott from Southern Utah. We were married in July 2004. After a year and 5 days of marriage, our first son, Shayden, was born. Our second son, Landon, was born 5 years and 5 days later. A few years after Landon arrived, we hoped to add another child to our family. And after another five-year struggle with infertility, we decided to see a specialist. After minimal treatment, we found out that we are expecting, to our surprise, we're expecting quintuplets. Yes, we're preparing to grow from a family of four to a family of nine this spring. We invite you to join us on our journey through our pregnancy and join us in praying for the safe arrival of our sweet babies. So anyway, you can read all about, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, you can follow them, I'm sure, to keep up on what's happening with them. I'm sure that they'd accept the donation or three, though, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, you could send diapers, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, you know, or you could give them a little bit of cash to buy diapers. But the point is, hey, raising five kids all at once like that is going to be, I mean, it's a blessing. Don't misunderstand me, but it's going to be intense.
Yes.
And, you know, they could use all the help they can get. And, you know, I'm not getting a penny to encourage, to support them. I'm just saying that in my mind, that's one of the great ways we as Americans could minister to those around us in meaningful ways and make a difference. You know what? $5 to me to help them and $5 to help this cause and that cause. But pretty soon it's, you know, it's not even that much money, Kurt, in the scheme of things. But yet, you know what? If a million of us did it, hey, these guys could you know, husband and wife could double down and raise their children. And we wouldn't even blink an eye in the big scheme of things. We could do that to promote the media that we ask for as well. I mean, there's so many good causes and, well, what do you say? It's a target-rich environment for solutions if you look. All right, we're going to plunge into the darkness and negative news, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk. We talked about life and death in the last hour, and we've talked about babies and birth and wonderful things. Let's talk about sex in great detail in a minute here. There's a bunch of articles that I don't even know how to cover, but we're going to take our best shot. Hang tight.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, looks like lights out all over the island of Puerto Rico once again. They had a power outage. I guess a power official got too close to a power line. It blew out power to the whole island of Puerto Rico. I've got personal friends there, so I've got an intel on what's going on. It is an absolute disaster, ladies and gentlemen. Long lines for gas. Even people with generators can't get gas to fill them and keep the lights on. They've spent literally billions on this. They're not even close to a solution. It's 7 months after the big hurricane that took place there, Maria, which is, I don't know what you want to say, kind of a swear word in Puerto Rico right now, so to speak. And all I can tell you is that it's a absolute fiasco, and our prayers are with the folks in Puerto Rico. And I bet you if you had a little bit of silver or gold, Kurt, it might help you, I don't know, move up in the gas lines or something. I don't know. I'm just saying. Our prayers are with those folks is the whole point, Kurt.
Yeah, great point, Sam. And I mean, imagine if they had some of the technologies we've been talking about with our buddy Neldon Johnson. And
well, that's why I don't really understand. Why doesn't Neldon just go over there to Puerto Rico and just start distributing this stuff? If he wants the media in the world to tell his tale, there's the opportunity, right?
You know, I think it's a little bit like you and me. What do you do first with all the different, you know, target-rich environment that we live in? You know, we just do what we can.
And well, and right what would now, happen if he did that? Would the regulatory authorities just come down and make it impossible?
That's right. The federal government's got him tied up in court with his four lawyers.
Oh, yeah, I can't help out the folks in Puerto Rico and minister because I'm too busy in court with the thugs over regulation.
That's right.
And it's just crazy, folks. And that's why we bring it up. Anyway, Puerto Rico's another opportunity for ministers, folks. I'm telling you right now. Of all kinds. Service-oriented ministers. All right, I don't know how to have this conversation. Okay, it's very complicated indeed, but we're going to have it anyway because it's necessary. It's awkward as all get out, so we'll just do our very best here. Stormy Daniels got her Cohen's $131,000 payment to her, or $130,000 payment. She wants to donate it to Planned Parenthood now, Kurt. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, but it's just the way she's going to get more media attention.
Well, that's
it's
exactly
hard to
right.
say she could get more. I mean, I'm thinking, how could she get more media attention, you know?
I don't know the answer, but I agree with your point. And, you know, she's got plenty of money. Where does she get all of her money from? I don't know, but this is very fascinating. But again, it's where the liberals put their money where their mouth is, Kurt.
She's a touring artist, is what
yes,
they call
she
her.
Is.
Yeah, I think she's got lots of, I was going to say admirers, but, you know, a problem followers, if you ask me.
All right, so we go from the fire into the frying pan. The Me Too movement just seems to get as much coverage as Stormy does, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I mean, at least there's a lot of that going on. And we kind of wish the Me Too movement had moved right on to, let's fix America. Let's make, you know, put the Ten Commandments, Me Too, everybody, you know, let's get this thing fixed, you know. But they don't seem to want to go there, right?
Yeah, Kurt, have I made you sign an NDA, by the way, to be on the broadcast with me?
You know, I didn't really even know what an NDA was until I had to read these stories. But, you know, this is what's called a non-disclosure agreement, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess, you know, like any legal thing, if you got the right amount of attorneys, you can wiggle out of your agreement. But apparently CBS has got those kind of things, Sam.
Boy, howdy, do they now. A quick NDA discussion for you. I'm used to NDAs because I'm in the corporate world and I deal with information and technology and IT, and I see NDAs all the time. But, Kurt, to me, an NDA is to say, look, you won't divulge company secrets. If you go work for somebody else, you won't use internal technological advances or capabilities or systems or, in other words, things you learn on the inside of one company won't be used in benefit for another or be used against the company that you work for. That's what an NDA is. It has to do with non-disclosure, but it also has to do with control of information. I've never seen and or heard of an NDA that would cover the kind of stuff you're about to discuss. Okay, in none of the NDAs that I've signed does it say that I won't talk about sexual misconduct and being in trouble for this and for that and the other. So this is very weird NDA stuff, in my opinion. Nevertheless, it's got terrified CBS executives, right?
Well, that's right. And this piece, by the way, is from dailymail.com. So you're talking about across the pond. So it's not an American
source. Those folks don't have an NDA.
Source. Well, yeah, and they don't, you know, they're not going to back scratch the American guys. You know, they're going to, you know, put it out there. And here in America, you know, do you think NBC or ABC or CNN is going to cover a story like this about CBS executives that are terrified? I just don't think so, because, you know, it's the whole Why does a shark not eat a lawyer? It's what is it, professional courtesy, you know? I mean, they're kind of running in the same crowd, you know. But anyway, the headline here from the DailyMail.com, boys, terrified CBS executives warn employees about violating NDAs ahead of Charlie Rose's sexual misconduct expose, as they fear being named for ignoring misconduct complaints. Subheadlines are as follow here. A new report claims CBS top executives are telling staff they will enforce NDAs. They are reportedly afraid of being accused of following Rose's, of allowing, excuse me, Rose's, that's Charlie Rose. Remember when Pete Rose was all the news? But anyway, you don't hear much about Charlie Rose. Anyway, Rose's alleged serial sexual harassment, you know, there's no, you know, if somebody says it happened, then it really did here in this world of CBS, you know. Everybody else, you know, like Hillary says, if a lady says it happened, then it happened, you know, except for the ones that with Bill Clinton, of course. But anyway, back to this.
Now, really quick, says, from an NDA point of view, so I'm in fear to violate my NDA and speak up and blow the whistle on this, which the Me Too movement wants to happen. Right. And I'm also afraid of not speaking up because I'm afraid that the government eventually, when they, you know, expose this and it all goes to court and everything else, that I'll be kind of aiding and abetting the sexual abuse going on.
Good boy.
There's no way to win for these CBS folks, Kurt. The only way to win is not to work for the inside big corporate world that's involved in this stuff. What you should have done is left quickly and got the heck out of harm's way.
And you wonder, you know, I would just bet this, Sam, that if you look at the early days of CBS, you know, back when there was black and white TV, I'll bet there were probably some pretty good folks working there. And yet,
well, they wouldn't even say pregnant on TV then, Kurt.
That's right. Now, you know, you look and the media has basically just dropped in people's eyes and the, well, I mean, to lead the world into the cesspool, it looks like to me.
But the good news is folks like us are in the media, Kurt, and we are changing the game one day at a time, right?
Good point. Now, you know, there's a long list of these accusers of these multiple women that have come forward that are claiming that Charlie Rose had made these unwanted sexual advances. Germania Rodriguez is the writer for DailyMail.com. And, you know, I don't know for sure if we should. We probably not needed to read all these, but what I
well,
guess
just know this:
thing
it's
about
epic.
The story,
it's the Me Too movement. You got poor CBS executives caught in the middle of it, and it takes reporting over the pond to get the details.
Yeah, yeah,
and know that it's horrible. But again, Kurt, like, this is just a symptom of a bigger problem.
Yeah, there are a couple of them where a couple of women labeled Woman One and Woman Two. Had, you know, they've got a problem because there was an unwanted kiss. But, you know, it goes clear to employee two that says, appeared naked in her presence as she worked from his home. I mean, you know, this isn't, you know, just a little.
Yeah, why are these girls going to his home to work in the first place? And the second, you know, this kind of happens, why are the women staying? And, you know, and you got this problem, but it points to a bigger problem. And I don't know how to have this discussion. Kurt sent me about 20 stories. The details are so salacious, I don't know how much of them we could even talk about on the radio. But the headlines say things like this. University of Tennessee at Knoxville hosts anal sex workshop during Sex Week. University's Sex Week to teach women how to be involved, again, in anal sex, and it goes on. It goes on and on about university after university after university promoting this stuff with our tax dollars in college. Well, Kurt, you can brief us on the stories. There's too many and they're too detailed, but we'll get a briefing from you. Then we'll come back and I'll tell you what one lady's doing about it, because this is Solutions Radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This is a conversation we don't even want to have, to say the least. But we do feel like we must report it to you. And so we're going to do this the very best, the most conservative way we possibly can. But you've got to have the details about this, ladies and gentlemen. Campus Sex Week. Abortion is healthy. Bible supports homosexual sex. Orgies are fun. This is the headline that kind of typifies the bulk of stories we're talking about. There's dozens of them, Kurt, all over the web. We don't hear about the five babies being born much, right. But you hear about this everywhere. The headlines and the details are, I don't even know how to describe it. They're shocking, Kurt, and most of it's not even radio worthy, right?
Well, that's right. And when you look, ladies and gentlemen, you can find debauchery like this in Scripture, for example. Sodom and Gomorrah comes to mind, but it was followed up by hellfire and brimstone. So it was a pretty rough situation.
And the now, priests of Baal come to mind as well, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Now, there's one article here that at least in this group that, I saw this and I thought, well, at least there's maybe still some good guys in there. Sort of.
Hold
like
on, before you go to the
still
good guys.
Some good guys. Yeah.
There's a couple of other headlines, and I've done my best to get the most sanitized, but focusing on the points of the stories, issues, headlines that I can find.
Yeah.
Okay. Slutty sheep. Veteran academics warn that college students are going off the rails. Boy, howdy, is that true. They say they're not taking your taxpayer dollars for this. It's all funded by students. I don't believe all that because the professors that teach and these doctors that promote this are all paid by the government schools, etc. The next headlines say dozens of students pose nearly nude, for campus newspaper, quote, sex issue. So students are involved, teachers are involved, universities, Harvard's involved, everybody's involved in all these, in my opinion, the sex perversion promotion agenda, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
That's the horrible news.
Yeah.
But there is good news, and it's what people are doing about it, like us.
Well, that's right. And there's, you know, even guys like on that Slutty Sheep story, you know, when you look at it, it's written by Jeremiah Poff. He's from the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And he says, colleges are unreformable by now. And this is Steubenville, Ohio, by the way. He says, today's college students are situationally confused. They have no room in their schedules for intellectual curiosity. And it says, and their sexual promiscuity is practically the only part of their lives that their colleges refuse to police. So, I mean,
well, even if they don't police it, they could step back and stay out of it. But what they do is they promote the perversion.
That's right, yeah.
And so he's spot on this, Kurt.
And he goes on, he says, two veteran academics who have diagnosed different plagues in modern higher education have little optimism for young people entering college for the foreseeable future, judging by their presentations to a conference this past weekend. That was at this Franciscan University of Steubenville. That's a conservative Catholic institution. College students, they say, have no passions today, aren't trained to pay attention to the things they feel connected to. That's what former Yale English professor William, well, anyway, his last name starts with a D, it's a big old long one, told the gathering on the, what they called the crisis in American higher education, and that was at the Veritas Center for Public Ethics. But you know, so there are folks that see this as a problem. You know, the one guy recounted a student who came in and said, I hate all my activities. I hate all my classes. I hated high school, and I expect to hate my job. And this girl had accepted this as her reality. And this author says such students go into fields including law, medicine, and finance because they assume it will yield a lucrative career, not because they actually have a passion for those disciplines. The one writer says, you might as well go to Wall Street and make a lot of money if you have nothing better to do. But anyway, at least there are some guys that recognize the problem.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And good for them for speaking out. And I want to focus on the solutions. We agree this is a problem. There's, I mean, the details and the headlines are just, I'm telling you right now, you read it and you're just going, are you kidding? Am I really reading this? And you just want to stop reading it, okay?
Yeah.
However, there are solutions. And I want to point to them first. And I would point to the Ten Commandments as one great guide, Kurt.
Good point.
And, you know, the Ten Commandments aren't in these schools, but perversion sex toys are.
Right.
Okay, and I'm just telling you right now, that which you love and cling to eventually becomes your reality. And I bring that up because I think we need to point people to God, family, and country. And that is the answer, folks. But the good news is there are people doing something about it. We're doing something about it. That's great news. We're bringing this to your attention in the most candid way we can, avoiding the most salacious parts of it on purpose. It's not that we're afraid to take it on, but we want to do so in a meaningful way. How do you turn it into an appropriate solutions-oriented issue and highlight it enough without going rated R in the process? And that's what we're trying to achieve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we've covered the headlines to give you guys the idea of how bad it gets a little bit. Now, there are people doing something about it in addition to us. One headline says this, quote, why I fight to defend traditional marriage and sexual purity at Georgetown University in the face of hostility. It's Amelia Irving writes the piece, Kurt. This one's worth talking about.
That's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, she says, do you really think that students are ready to talk about marriage? That's what a Washington Post reporter asked her. And she said, it was a fair question. After all, a Pew Research Center predicts that a quarter of millennials will never marry, and the median marriage age for women is now 27, 29 for men. She says, I belong to the most anti-marriage generation in history, but we at Love Saxa, a student group at Georgetown University, are working on campus to change that one person at a time. They seek to educate, inform, and engage students around issues of marriage, sexuality, gender, and relationships. Love Saxa was formed in 2012 under Georgetown's Office of Campus Ministry when a professor saw a need for pastoral care for students regarding healthy relationships and marriage. And she says, I won't name the individual here as he sacrificed a great deal professionally for his involvement.
The velvet hammer hits hard, doesn't it, folks?
And she says, here at this group, we're activists. We want to convince students that they should abstain from sex before marriage and quit watching pornography. And we want to support students who have already chosen to live lives of chastity while in college, when it seems like literally everyone else is hooking up with each other on the weekend. We hold social events like board game nights and swing dancing socials so that our members can get to know one another.
Now, by the way, kind of like the word gay used to mean something different. Swing dancing that they're talking about is different from the swinging that you hear about in the perversion classes, Kurt.
Good point.
You got to be very careful with that so people know what we're talking about.
She goes on to say, this speaker from Georgetown, she goes on to say, they bring speakers to campus to give students the very best arguments in favor of chastity and traditional marriage. We've hosted Don Hawkins to talk about how pornography sexually exploits women. Ryan Anderson has talked to us about marriage and more recently about religious liberty. Donna Freitas has explained how the hookup culture has contributed to sexual assault on college campuses. Carrie Cronin has encouraged students to ask each other out on dates. Whoa.
Imagine going on dates. And I bet they're going to say a man should ask a woman on a date, Carrie.
Oh, yeah. You may not have ever even heard of these people, and that is exactly why college campuses need groups like ours. As president of the group, one goal of mine this year was to increase, our visibility, because the group had been relatively inactive in recent months, though perhaps we ended up with more visibility than I would have liked. She said, I wrote an opinion piece for our, it goes on, and there's other good
things. But it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
In the middle of all the bad.
It's good stuff in the middle of all the bad, but it's also really where we can get involved and make a difference. And I really want to talk a whole lot more about marriage and a whole lot more about dating and courting and a whole lot more about respect and appropriate relationships and the importance of marriage to society and the protection that comes from marriage to women and children and the solution that comes economically in a proper God-ordained marriage and the benefit of the fundamental unit of society called the family and the solutions there. I want to talk about that, not the perversions. One lady is boldly taking it on. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
In a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around and or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom. And then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid, because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer, and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Why I fight to defend traditional marriage and sexual purity at Georgetown University. There's good people doing good things, folks. There really are. Don't lose courage, or don't lose hope. Take courage now, is the point. Couple of more details on this, then another example of a group making a difference. Kurt?
Yeah, good point, Sam. You know, in this, well, she, yeah, here's what she did lately. Is there in their student newspaper, she wrote an article in the what's called the Hoya, which is, you know, Georgetown's paper there. It says, the article was called Confessions of a College Virgin. And she did it in the hopes of recruiting a few sympathetic freshmen. She said, I thought some eager freshmen would read the piece, realize they were not alone in their beliefs, and join us. What actually happened was that a few LGBTQ activists took offense to Love Sachs's defense of traditional marriage and attempted to get us kicked off campus. You know, that's the way they show their love and tolerance and all that kind of stuff, huh, Sam? But we've seen this time and time again, and that's, you know, another example of it. You know, they're
And by the way, if we had solidarity like the enemies of morality do, Kurt, just imagine what we could accomplish.
Wow.
That's the reason that I bring it up. I don't bring it up because they, you know, do an awesome job and we do poorly. I bring it up because I think we can do an awesome job, and I think we need to wake up the masses and wake up the moral majority and encourage people to get involved. That's the reason that I focus on that difference so much, because I believe we could change the game tomorrow if enough of us chose to, Kurt.
Yep.
Okay. Any other details here about her efforts?
No, I don't see anything else. All right. To go over.
The bottom line, though, is they're doing a great job. This is Amelia Irving. Is the lady doing the great job over there with her group. What's it called? Love Sachs?
Saxa. S-A-X-A. Yeah.
All right. And, you know, you study that term and you'll gain some understanding into the reason they defend traditional marriage and et cetera, et cetera. And what they're really doing is standing up themselves and encouraging others to duplicate around the nation. Well, there's a lot of people helping in that duplication. We are, Kurt, and would love to do more. Again, if I had time, I'd get a hold of these ladies and put them on the radio. I mean, that's just how much I hate women. But I would literally promote these ladies because I think they're doing an absolutely imperative service to society. I really do. In standing for traditional marriage, standing for the proper role of men and women that aren't at odds with one another at all in God's plan. And for really their bold, clear, in my opinion, clarion call for morality everywhere, Kurt.
And, you know, just like this one article from the collegefix.com says, they're a student group that were committed, and they still are, to the Catholic Church's teaching on marriage. And they're accused of being a hate group because they didn't endorse the concept of homosexual marriage, Sam.
Well, good for them. I commend them for their stance. We need more of us. We need to find ways to learn about what each other's doing and be involved in helping and supporting each other. We need to create solidarity. That's why I'd love to have these people on the radio and help them all that we can. Again, I just have a hard time getting the time to go track these things down and get them all lined up and put on the radio. It takes hours and time and money, and I just don't have it all. We can only do the best we can. But there's another lady that you need to know about. And last week on Washington Watch, now Washington Watch is a radio program that we help syndicate. Show host and Family Research Council President Tony Perkins is working on this. And so we air it because we syndicate Washington Watch. It's right before our show, Kurt, and then it airs twice a day. Well, anyway, there's a lady by the name of Elizabeth Johnston, and she calls herself the activist mommy. And she claims that the sex education curricula in public schools effectively rape the minds of our children. And so on Washington Watch last week, they did a big interview with her, and they're organizing what's called the Sex Ed Sit Out. And it's scheduled to take place later this month, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know that. And they are urging parents to keep their kids out of the government school for a day to protest what they believe is, quote, graphic gender-bending sex education that instructs children how to have anal and oral sex, masturbate one another, and question their gender. This is a sit out that everyone can support, they say, and that we should be supporting. If you are not a rabid, foaming at the mouth, leftist liberal who wants to, quote, pervert the minds of children, everyone should be able to support this sex perversion sit out, Johnston said. This is, quote, parent led, not women's march. Led, not George Soros led. This is parent led. She added, this is saying we are the, quote, taxpayer. We are the parents. You don't own our children, and you're not allowed to rape the minds of our children with this pornographic material. We've got to do it. We've got to rise up and take our kids back, she finishes. Anyway, tremendous interview by Tony Perkins, Washington Watch, with this lady. Tremendous example of folks standing up to defend traditional marriage and sexual purity. Elizabeth Johnston. We've got to rise up and take our kids back. And our prayers are with the organizers of the, quote, sex ed sit out, Kurt. It's scheduled to take place later this month. This is parent led, not women's march led. This is an example of people doing good things, but I bet you haven't heard about it, Kurt. Right? That's why
You're
Liberty
exactly
Roundtable
right,
exists.
Sam. It just, I mean, you know, you'd think Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Glenn Beck and everybody'd be talking about this. But let me know, ladies and gentlemen, if you've heard them talk about it. I haven't.
Well, and that's why we got to highlight it. Tony Perkins doing a phenomenal job. We're doing the best we can as well. But I want to say this. Sex Ed Sit Out, our prayers are with the organizers. Scheduled to take place later this month. It's not Women's March led. It's not George Soros led. This is parent led, she says. So our prayers are with the organizers of this. The least we can do is pray. The next thing we can do is highlight it on the radio and support the rising up and taking our kids back. The only mistake she makes is she says she wants to take kids out of the government school for a day to protest, Kurt. And I'd just say remove them permanently, Kurt. If we want to really make a difference, that's how you get it done.
Just do a spring break from January 1st to December 31st. That would be enough of a spring break for us, right, Sam?
Every year, you mean? Just annual renewal?
Yeah, start on January 1 and end it on December 31st. You know, I mean, you could, the other time you can have them in the government school. You know?
Yeah. I mean, but anyway, we bring it up, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a critical issue. I hope we've done this story or these series of stories or whatever you want to say, addressed this cultural battle key issue. I hope we've done it appropriately. We've done our very best to be graphic enough to highlight the gravity of the situation. In other words, the perilous times we're facing and the critical nature of the situation. But I've hoped we've avoided enough of the perverse language to be appropriate. And I hope we've given you enough of a dose of what's wrong so that you can have a handle on the solutions, but then enough focus on the solutions to where you have a place to go. when you leave, you're not supposed to be depressed. You're supposed to say, hey, we got a battle, no doubt. And we got to, you know, steel ourselves against the things we face today. No doubt about it. But there are people doing good things that you can work with. You can support Liberty Roundtable. You can support this Love, what is it, SACSA group?
Yep.
Okay, at Georgetown University. And there's groups like that springing up all around college campuses across the nation. And then I hope you can support Elizabeth Johnston, who wants to create this sit-out, Kurt. I hope we can get a hold of the folks that are parent-led for this sit-out. And I hope we can interview them and highlight what they're doing and make it more make it easier for folks to find out how to join up and get involved. But our prayers are with the organizers of the sex ed sit-out scheduled to take place later this month. Our prayers are with them. And I hope we can do more to help them in their cause. But I hope we've kind of struck the appropriate balance here to make sure that it's not rated R, that we don't overstimulate things of a sexual nature that aren't appropriate, but yet that we've highlighted the situation in a meaningful way. And then we pointed out solutions. When you leave here, you're supposed to say, I didn't realize this was such a critical problem. I didn't realize that this is bigger than I thought and more pervasive and perversive than I thought. But there are good people doing something, and I can participate in those solutions with people that are doing something. That's what I hope people leave with, Kurt. And anyway, do you have any more comments on this? I hope we've struck a balance. We've talked about people passing away and that we'll see them again. We've talked about these five babies that are born, something incredible to celebrate. As we celebrate these miracles that have taken place in the lives of this Utah family. And then I've hoped we've talked about the solutions on this. While Stormy Daniels wants to donate $130,000 to Planned Parenthood, we want to do just the opposite, Kurt. And we want to help folks that stand for traditional marriage. Why we fight to defend traditional marriage and sexual purity across the country. And why we want to make sure that we stand with those who are making a difference. It's a critical thing to do. We intend to do our very best at it. Anyway, Kurt, do you think we've struck an appropriate balance here? And do you have more to say?
I mean, for a couple of redneck, you know, I guess you'd call us guys that just want to do the best we can. We're certainly just doing the best we can.
Amen.
We're
for a bunch of redneck homophobes that have traditional marriages, we're doing all right, ain't we? See, there you go. Now, I don't know that we're homophobes. I'm just saying that's what they kind of try to say. Then they'll add in the race and the misogyny thing and the hate women thing. And, you know, they really say that we're engaged in hate speech all the day long, Kurt. You know that?
Yeah, we didn't even know it, you know. I mean, you know,
well, as you would say, Kurt, it all depends on how you define hate.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a great point. At it, you know. All right, last headline that's not of a, well, I don't know. I guess if we talk about it, it's certainly controversial. But the headline that I created for this says this. Patriot Republicans call for DOJ, that's the Department of Justice investigation, into Comey, Clinton, Lynch, Strzok, and Page. And Robert Donecci writes the piece, but bottom line is you got a group of conservative patriot Republicans, is what I would call them, Kurt, that are saying we've got to dig into this. There's a scandal there going on.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I mean, imagine that. I mean, you know, well, the DOJ's basically going after our buddy Neldon. You know, they don't have time to, you know, figure out these little problems like with Hillary and all these other guys, you know.
We have time, ladies and gentlemen, because it's important as we stand for God, family, and country, and as we do our very best to protect life, liberty, and property, as the new media takes center stage, and we beg for your support, financially and otherwise, to help the Widow's Mite Radio Network stand for solutions. That's our claim to fame. That's what we do. Our names aren't important. We're not looking for popularity, but we are looking to move the needle on the sacred cause of liberty, leading with the sacred principle of morality. It is about God, family, and country, and we're here to tell you the tale. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. For Sam and Kurt, we declare this nation shall endure.